John Nelson, former SCORE correspondent, kicking it in Atlanta, Georgia. Now online sports guys. John, what's going on? Thanks for taking the time to be with us this evening.
Anytime, and the SCORE actually trotted me out of mothballs and had me had the blazer and pull it out of the closet today, and we were actually up at Flowery Branch, and I haven't been in a war zone like that in a long time.
Yeah, it must have been a circus, and we saw what was going on in Richmond, Virginia, and I knew that this was going to be a circus, but this looks to me like OJ all over again. You know, it seems like there's a lot of differences of opinion and a lot of racial divide as far as opinion is concerned about Michael Vick. And a lot of people that don't really know anything about the case are just out there, be it the PETA people or be it freaks who are out there with Michael Vick jerseys on, just trying to get some face time, who feel as though Michael Vick's getting fucked over somehow.
Yeah, you had both sides out there today. You had one of my favorite signs that was being displayed was Michael Vick role model to parole model. And you also had a plane that was contracted to fly over the Falcons complex.
Oh, a plane flying over.
Yeah, for the entire practice. And there was a trailing ad behind it, and it said, new team nickname, dog killers, That was the kind of atmosphere that we had to play with today. And now I have a question for you. You have Dick Wads and Wick Wads with this particular case. Is now, are you going to have Vic Wads?
Yeah, Vic Wads, Dog Wads, everything else in between. But, yeah, and, you know, log on, actually, to HardcoreSportsRadio.com or the SCORE as well, and we've actually have a video. We hit the street, and we actually found out what a dog had to say about Michael Vick. That's online, rather amusing. Now, what were the Falcons, today was obviously going to be chaotic, but the question is going to be like this every day? I mean, he's not going back until November 26th, so we'll make the safe assumption that he will not be playing football at least until then, and then the trial starts. So, you know, let's say this year. So does that mean that people are going to be outside of the Falcons practice facility and then outside the Georgia Dome all season long, every day?
I really think, and I have my fingers crossed to a certain degree about this, that you will have the PETA protests and all the other animal rights activist protests kind of dying down as we get further away from the beginning of things, and as we probably get closer to the beginning of the regular season, the first home game at the Georgia Dome, you might have some token protests, and the closer that we get to the case in late November, happy Thanksgiving, right, November 26th, you might have some protests in Richmond and Atlanta as everything gets amped back up again. So I don't think of it as like an ups and downs. We've hit the big up, we're probably going to have a big down, and then it'll go up again by the time we get to November. So in a perfect world, that's what I think is going to happen, because you get your first big pop, you get the cheap pop out of the way, and then hopefully everything else carries along as it goes. But hopefully this big rush is over for now.
And what about the Atlanta Falcon players today? Were they asked about the planes and the circus around them? Are they going to be able to get through this, or were they freaked out by this?
You had a couple of instances. D'Angelo Hall gets Captain Obvious for the day in discussing the situation. He says there wasn't any anger behind what has been going on with Michael Vick. They're all supporting him. Things like this can happen to anybody, and I'm paraphrasing. He said, these things happen, but this one's really major. So, you know, he gets Captain Obvious for the day. Algie Crumpler noticed the plane. Lawyer Malloy noticed the plane. Bobby Petrino did not notice the plane. And Algie Crumpler mainly just wanted to know when that plane was going to run out of gas. And that seemed to pretty much get the biggest laugh in the press room today.
John Nelson, online sports guys, kicking it with us on Sports Rage Uncensored. Before we let you go, there's a rumor, and there's going to be leaks that one of Vic's cousins could roll over and potentially has been the one to roll over on this. It should be noted originally, and this should be interesting. This is going to be an interesting trial, no doubt, that, you know, the ranch was originally raided on a drug raid. Now, there was drug dealing going on there, so the credibility of everybody here is going to be put into question. But are you hearing that the cousin could be the one that's actually rolling over and cooperating?
That seems to make the most sense, because Devon Body was not mentioned at any point in the indictment, and I've read the thing 9 times from beginning to end, so it would make the most sense that he would be the one who has flipped right now. And Orville and I have been arguing this point back and forth, that it probably is Devon Boddy who has made the first move, but you also have the other three co-defendants who, when they heard today that there's going to be a superseding indictment filed by the feds, don't be surprised if you have things like tax evasion thrown in there, you know, racketeering and the RICO statutes piled on. So the other three defendants might want to turn and make a deal, and they could, in fact, turn on Michael Vick. Michael Vick right now is probably going to be the poster child for any of these animal cruelty cases that come down the line. So this is going to be really difficult for an attorney in Billy Martin, who I think we figured out is 1-3-1 when it comes to wins and losses in celebrity cases these days.
John Nelson kicking it with us. John, always a pleasure. Great job. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Anytime, brother. We'll catch up with you down the line.
John Nelson from the ATL giving us a little bit of insight to what's going on down there.